Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So unless you're living under a rock, or maybe not in America, you're probably not, like, overly aware at the fact that tomorrow is election day. And it's a big national election. And it's very contentious. Elections have consequences no matter what side you belong to. And in America, we have two sides, Republican and Democrat, conservative and liberal. Doesn't matter which way you lean, but you are definitely going to lean a particular way. You may have friends who are getting elected. I do. But the key thing is that all elections have consequences. And your content has consequences in elections as well. What do I mean by that? Social media is an election of sorts. And I'm going to tell you how to win the election on social media with your content, or at least explore the idea. Now, one of the things that we're up against with social media is voter suppression. And what I mean by that is the algorithms choose who sees what. And the purpose of social media is to make money. It's not to show your content. It's for them to keep people on there as long as they possibly can to create revenue. In the case of Facebook, it's about getting people to see and act on ads. In the case of LinkedIn, it may be to get people to look at ads or to apply for jobs. But either way, their goal is to keep your attention focused on their platform. And what they love is your content. And people vote on your content. I talked about this in my first book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon. And in there, I break it down into these three things. A like is worth 1 point. A comment is worth 5 points. A share is worth 25 points. The reason I say that is a like is pretty easy. People can just click the like button. It's kind of like a poll in our regular elections. With a comment, it takes some action. People actually have to think and type something out. That's why it's worth 5 points. And that, in the case of our election, is more like a vote. And then the final one, a share, is worth 25 points because when they share your content, they're taking your content and sharing it with their audience, amplifying the amount of people that see it. That's kind of like the Electoral College. As you vote in each state will assign people to an Electoral College, and they will eventually pick the president. It's the only race that does that. But by people voting on it with shares, that means more people see it and it has bigger impact. So the key thing that you have to do in getting people's attention is you have to challenge their perceptions. People get emotional with things that challenge their beliefs. And when you do, logic and facts can become fuzzy. People can become really good at avoiding information for three main reasons. It makes them feel bad. It obligates them to do something they may or may not want to do, or it threatens their identity of values and their worldview. There's something in the world of psychology called cognitive dissonance. And what it is, it occurs when a person holds contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values, and it typically is experienced as a psychological stress. Now, in order for us to overcome that, we have to get people engaged with our content. So they may or may not believe what you're trying to say, or they may not believe exactly the same way you try to say it. So what I want to do is give you some tools to help you get people to vote on your content. First and foremost, you should start with a question. And that question should be something that helps the person to self-identify with your message, especially if the answer aligns with their beliefs. But it doesn't always have to be a yes answer. Yes answers are something that happen in sales. You always want to end with a yes. But in the case of marketing, it could be a yes but, or a yes and, or a yes maybe. That's the key thing that you want to do, is you want to help them align with your message by asking them a question and getting them to read more. The second thing about that question is you need to find the emotion within that question that aligns with their belief. Maya Angelou once said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said and people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Research has shown that people engage and consume information that affirms their identities and aligns with their deeply held values and worldview, and avoid or reject information that challenges or threatens them. But, on the other hand, if you're so complacent with what they believe, they may just brush by it. So there's that balance. You've got to find the emotion that triggers them to want to read more or to click through to get to your blog post or your podcast or whatever it is you're trying to do. The last piece of this is you have to use mental images. And again, all of this builds upon each other. Did you know that a third of our brains are dedicated to vision? So what you want to do is you want to try to create a picture in the mind of your audience of what that concept looks like. It could be through a story, could be through a metaphor or an example. But find a picture that builds on that original question. And you also want to do that with visuals as well. You want to find a visual that amplifies the question or at least gets people to stop and read it. People tend to view the image first, then read the question, and then connect the dots emotionally between both of them. So the three things that we've talked about all work as a system. You want to start with a question that has an emotional content that people can visualize in their head and affirm their world belief, but also challenge them to some degree. Because if it's too simple, people will look at it and say, "Yep, that's right," and move on to the next thing. So you have to find a way to balance all of those things together. So if we look at social media as an election, what you're doing is you're trying to get people to stop, to pay attention, and to vote on your material. You may not always win everybody's vote, but hopefully you're going to win their hearts through the way that you present the content and the way that they feel once they finish reading it. So with this upcoming election, no matter how you vote, I can guarantee you that about 50% of the people are not going to be happy with you. But I'm hoping your favorite candidate wins and your content wins on social media. So I hope you found this interesting and enlightening. If you did, then I'd love for you to be able to share it with your friends and give us some 25 points of loving. That way more people will have a chance to learn from what I teach and also from my guest experts. So in advance, I'd like to say thanks for your vote.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.